Yay! Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of Heart First. My name is Ifoma.
And I am Jess. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yay! It feels like it's been forever since we recorded, so I'm like so excited to be here today.
I know, truly. I am here at my mom's in Philadelphia, enjoying the large space and the quiet. something happened this morning, actually didn't happen this morning, I guess yesterday, that I felt could be something that we could talk about today that would definitely inspire some of you. And it has to do with, taking action. Sometimes we get guidance. Whether it's, you know, the intuition, which is never that loud, but it's, we often, when we disregard those feelings, those signs, this is connected to what you and I were just talking about. Sometimes when we disregard the signs, right, ultimately something shifts us and maybe there's a lesson we need to learn, or we're kind of going against our natural flow of trusting the universe, because of society or whatever. So that's one thing I want to talk about, trust and following, taking that action forward of listening to your intuition. What happened for me, which I'll just share quickly because that's kind of what inspired this. Yesterday, so as some of you know, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, and I have these songs coming out. And I'm also very much interested in consciousness and as Ifoma and I both are, and human rights and things like that. So there's this person I follow on Instagram. Now I'm suddenly second guessing myself, but I'm going to say it anyway. And he's really fabulous. His name is Steven Donziger. He is an attorney. He won a multi-billion-dollar suit against Chevron for all this oil that they pretty much were dumping into the Amazon for like decades. He wins this court case. You can look him up. He's so inspiring to me because he's such a leader and badass. He wins the suit and he's currently dealing with a lot of difficulties. As you can imagine, when you go against the system, even if you win, I don't want to get into the details of his personal case, but you can look it up. It's all out there. He's still in a challenging situation, still unable to travel out of the U.S. It's kind of wild. He was in jail. Like he has, as a consequence of standing up for humanity. What's right. He's just a really fabulous person. Side note, that's not really the point. So I love this guy personally. He's connected with my soul. I'm like, wow, like I want to know people like this. This is all connected to the music and whatever, my soul. So I followed him at some point this fall. We connected. Long story short, I sometimes repost his stuff because I find it really inspiring. So yesterday he sends me a note saying he's having some party in LA on April 20th, where I will be back in LA. And I thought, I'm surprised to hear from him because I don't really know him, you know? So the guidance that I got, which I didn't second guess, was to just DM him back and say, yes, I will be there because I will. And if you need any musical entertainment, like, let me know. Like I just inserted myself as his equal, which of course I am, but like that unhealed part of myself, which has continually, you know, put other people, you know, even accidentally on a pedestal because of their achievements and undermine my own abilities as an equal human, which we all are, you know? So I guess the sign from there, he then asked for my phone number. We spoke last night for like 5 minutes. I was like shocked because no one calls, like it's my LA number, whatever. This whole thing happened. And then he's like, send me your stuff. I don't know if it's going to happen. It might not be aligned for the event because he's not actually in charge of it. This other woman is and whatever. But just the fact that he this morning had already listened to my song. I sent him like 5 songs and emailed him last night. Of course, I spent all this time on the email to like, you know, all those things. And I'm like, I'm doing this like at 11 or 12 last night. He had listened to it by the time I checked my email this morning. He was like, this is great, blah, blah, blah. Let me check it out. Either way, I'll see you there. Gave me the info. Feel like, sorry, I'm going on and on about this,
I love this,
but it's kind of like, a clear ass sign, like, to go for it. And I think it's more than action. It's like, put yourself in situations that, first of all, like, behave that you are equal to everybody, because you are.
Yep.
Even if someone has won a Pulitzer Prize or whatever, has something that you personally really aspire to, because it's different for everyone, our things, right? But, like, just know that every single human is equal, regardless of whatever their accolades are or you perceive them to be. And so, like, insert yourself. Obviously, I'm at a point where I do feel confident, so it is easier to do that than it would have been 5 or 10 years ago. But just, like, I guess the message would be, whatever that situation for you is, if it's, you know, speaking up to your boss or calling that person or sending that email, like, it is a really, the only loss, there's no loss there, because you learn something either way. Like, you will energetically be helping yourself become more embodied, more powerful, by taking the risk. So I guess that's what I wanted to talk about.
No, 100%. And I love that so much, because I have not heard this story, and it just
I just felt like, no matter what happens, I kind of, like, I don't even know. Now I'm like, oh shit, if this happens, like, I need to, wait, I don't actually have a microphone in LA. I don't have the sound system. I do, like, but I know that universe provides and I will figure it all out. But I'm not, like, for me, it wasn't the end result. It was the energy of, like, proposing something that would put myself in a room full of people who care about the world as I do so passionately. And, like, it's not even about the music. It's just about,
It is, but it's more for me, like, what I'm hearing, like, the biggest message is, like, just taking that step, right? And, like, for you, you've been following this person, you energetically aligned, you guys have been chatting, you're following the nudges that the universe, the energy is providing for you. And I think that's so, so important, because, like, I think it's so easy for us as humans to be disconnected from ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that means our intuition, that means these little nudges that we're being provided. But the easiest way that we can come back to ourselves when and turn up our intuition is the feelings that we get, right? So you got this feeling of excitement, of like, oh, peace. Oh, this feels like a yes in my body, you know? And you kept moving in that direction, and who knows what's going to happen. So I'm, like, super excited to hear how the story is going to continue. Because even if it's just a cool connection you made with somebody that really inspires you, that's freaking amazing. Because we need more, I think, trying to find really quality people is not hard, but it sometimes can feel very hard because of how divided our society feels during this time right now. Does that make sense? You know? So trying to, I don't know. I love all of this. And I love that you're listening to your whispers and your nudges and that your intuitive hits, you know?
Thank you. Yeah. And it actually reminded me of something I saw on, I don't know if you saw this one, and actually I didn't, I went to bed listening to it. It was a Next Level Soul podcast episode. I don't remember the woman's name. I, like, fast forward. Sometimes I fast forward through part because I don't have an hour. But I was like, I just want to hear what she's thinking, whatever, this psychic lady. Sorry, I can't give you her references. But she talks about something that actually relates to this. And she's like, think about how something will affect you in the next 2 minutes. Like, if you're getting a sign, actually, I'm not even sure if it was totally related to this, but it is. Like, if you're getting an intuitive hit or a download or a feeling, it's like you said, Ifoma, it's like, it's really that feeling of joy and excitement. Like, I just felt excited. Yep. It's excitement, right? And like, and before, because you, I could have gone into my head, mind you, I don't think at this point I would have gone into my head, but it's always possible. And certainly you know,
I was just gonna say, it's always possible. We're human beings, and those 100%.
But like, basically think, okay, in the next 2 minutes, what's the worst that can happen in the next 2 minutes if I do this thing? Like, basically, don't delay. Because if I had delayed, and mind you, I was tired. I am kind of all over the place right now, like many of us. And it's like, did I want to go through and, like, send this email, which was probably way too long as usual from me? but, like, did I want to go through and be like you know, sending this email last night versus this morning? Not really. You know, would I have rather zoned out last night and watched a dumb show or like, you know, just procrastinated or stared into space or whatever, like that happens, nothing wrong with that. But like, I knew I was also getting that nudge, like, just do it. Cause you're going to feel better if you just send that email now rather than wait until tomorrow. And then there I have it. I don't know, emailed him at like around midnight last night, I think, I forget, something like that. And then this morning, he, like, I saw he checked his emails at like, you know, before 8 a.m. and he had already written me back by the time I checked my emails. So it was like, it was just like, cha-ching, 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 you know, like, okay, that was a sign. I don't care if it doesn't happen. I know I'll be at the party, but like that, it was like, don't delay, don't procrastinate. Yeah. Cause sometimes we get in our heads, like life is crazy. There's a million reasons not to do something. You get disturbed, the phone rings, blah, blah, blah. But we're always all this stuff, like just focus on the joy and like move forward with the action. One small action, whatever.
Yeah. One small baby step. It can even be like a microscopic baby step a day, but as long as you're taking that inspired, feel good, happy, uplifting energy forward, because that's important. Like if you feel, how do I put this? Because this is, there's so many nuances and layers to this. If you just get a feeling of dread in your body, maybe that's not the best thing for you to do, right? Mm-hmm. However, and this is where it can get a little confusing. So please just try and stay with me and ask us questions if you need more clarification or guidance. But sometimes, and I'm going to speak from my experience, like if there's fear attached to that intuitive hit, that doesn't mean that it might not be for you. It can simply mean that your ego is trying to keep you safe and keep you comfortable in the box that we have already put ourselves in. But what is more expansive for our souls is moving us forward and taking that little minute step. So sometimes if there's fear attached to the intuition, that's not a bad thing. It's just you expanding past your comfort zone, right? Absolutely. So still do your best. And even in those moments where you feel the fear attached to the intuitive hit, and the intuitive hit is this, always going to be this flash of like, oh, excitement, like, oh, this feels good. Oh, I got to do this. Like before your brain has time to second guess yourself, do it anyways. And it's even to me more important to take that step with the fear attached, because you're pushing up against something. You're pushing up against this wall that you have, this box that you've put yourself in. And we only expand and grow when we step outside of the comfort zone, step outside of the box. So do it scared, do it afraid. Even if it doesn't make logical sense, take that step forward. If it's real genuine fear, as in like you don't know, listen to that. The difference to tell with real genuine fear of like, don't go in this direction at all because it's not in alignment for you, feels way more different in your body than the fear of like, oh, I'm stepping outside my comfort zone. One is more heightened and one is more intense. And one is just a generalized, no, I don't really want to do this, but maybe I don't really want to should anybody. But maybe it would be in my best interest to take the step forward.
Yeah, completely clear. And so, so important and great that you also mentioned the part about being afraid and doing it anyway. I guess when I was sharing my story, I guess I was kind of like surprised by my own boldness. Like, whoa, who's this person? Where did she come from? But the point is really, yeah, to... And there will be moments, of course, where you do feel bold. And it's also, you get to that space of feeling more bold by practicing. It's not like I did, you know, like there's countless incidents where I push, where I book a plane ticket to LA a few years ago to work on this album with these people I never met. That in some logical sense, statistically, like every so many choices that I've made don't make any sense to anybody else. Right.
My life is a bunch of not making sense to anybody outside looking. But for me, it's like, oh, this is what I need to be doing. This is what feels the best.
Yes. And that's such, and yeah, exactly. And it's like, the more we practice doing that, the more we be okay with, I mean, honestly, I called my partner and I told him about my little story, and his first reaction was fear-based, was because based on the fact that I have in the past, not as a victim, but rather what I, you know, needed to experience, whatever, to learn from, to grow. I've had plenty of reasons, to not trust, and to, whether it's the people or whatever, these life happens, right? So yep. It's, and that's a natural response for someone who wants to protect you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I found myself very triggered by that also. But just to say, I knew that I was, did the right thing for me. And of course, I got that email this morning, and then, you know, he hearted it on WhatsApp. I know we're cool. But it's like, trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust the universe. Trust yourself. And ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen, and don't spend time on it. Like, just be in the feeling of what excites me and just flow with it. Because it's really, what's the worst thing gonna happen? Really, like, nothing. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, so you make a mistake, your eyes are still open. You got to continue trusting your intuition throughout the process of your life. It's not like it just stops, like you made that one decision and then you're fixed. Like, no, maybe you're going to get a sign from that person like, oh, that wasn't the right thing for me. We're not aligned. I thought we were. I've been there a million times too, right?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I also think it's really important, despite having these intuitive hits and going with the joy and moving that direction, doing it afraid, doing it scared anyways, I think we all need to make friends, myself included, with failing, right? Because mm-hmm. we can fail upwards. I think that's something that people don't talk about. So let's say you're following your intuitive nudges and things don't work out exactly the way that you had hoped, or the expectation, the energy right. of expectation right. we put into the thing, and it looks different than what we had envisioned. And so you can deem it as a failure, right? Because it's not how you wanted it to turn out. But really, there's so much beauty and there's so much magic in the moments of these quote-unquote failures, what we perceive to be failures, because there's lessons learned. And maybe we need to learn this lesson in this way for mm-hmm. us to still elevate and go to the next level. And we wouldn't be able to go to the next level without this quote-unquote perceived failure, right? So quick, like, example, my healing journey has been all over the place. I went to school 12 years ago to learn about holistic food, nutrition, all the things, because I wasn't getting answers from Western medicine. From then until 3 years ago, I have done every single diet, every single way of eating, all these things, because I was following intuitive nudges, or like, oh, maybe this is good, maybe this is good, I don't know, and not having that clarity because I was so in it, but still blindly following and trusting and having faith. And what I have learned in these like 12 years since I first started this journey has been like, I have had so many spectacular fails with the ways I was working to heal myself with food and diet and all of these things. However, the human that I am in this space and how strong I am and how all of the things, I never would have learned that had I not gone through all of these like failures, if you will, yeah. right? Despite me following intuitive nudges, despite me whatever, I also like, it's just, it's an important part of our story. You're Absolutely. Not going to be wrong, right? The caveat is, as long as you don't hurt yourself or hurt other people, there is no wrong. There is no wrong way. The path will always lead to where it's supposed to go. There's just sometimes we have to collect more. In my case, I had to collect more energy, information, what the failures equaled for me. Mm-hmm. Such massive success for where I am now, right? Like now I know. Now, without a shadow of a doubt, throughout my entire being on every single level and layer, I know what is best for me and my healing to continue me forward. But I would never have known that had I not taken all of these, had I not freaking failed, you know? So I think with all of this, it's so important for us to make friends with that space of failure and still do the damn thing anyways, mm-hmm. trusting yourself that no matter what happens, you're ultimately going to be back, led back to the path that you need to be on. But sometimes we have to have these big lessons to get us to where we're going so we can maintain that energy. Had my business and all the stuff taken off in 2015, when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, I would never have been able to sustain it because I got sicker. And like now where I am now, whatever's coming for me, that foundation is really freaking strong, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So make friends with the failure, make friends with that space because it's all for us. It's helping us in some way, shape or form.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely. And I would even say, I mean, as I'm sure you know, the saying that there are no failures, right? They are lessons. And also like, yeah, that expands you into a new path, right? We're not like even reverting to an old path. We're creating new with that information, like life experience gained. And there is something as divine timing. Like divine timing is a real thing. I spent like most of my life feeling like I was too late, starting in my early 20s, believe it or not, because that's the music business as a woman, especially. But anyway,
it's life though, really, because society trains you that like it's life. But I have also felt that feeling. And now happily in my 40s, I'm just like, no, dude, I'm right on time.
Completely. I want to actually, let's close this episode because we're just doing like a test to like make the episodes around 20 minutes. And then let's record another one.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you off.
But no worries.
And I was like, this is good. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining us. We're so happy to have you with us.
As always, please go follow us on socials at Heart First Podcast and email us if you have any questions, comments, anything we want to connect. It's heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And please find us on YouTube, Spotify, all the things. If you want to watch us, I prefer the video. I think it's just better, but wherever. And we're going to work on the sound. That's a whole other thing, but I'll stop talking now. Okay.
DIY baby steps. We're baby stepping our way forward.
Keeping it real. We love you and catch you very soon. Bye.
Bye.